USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says it will release new guidelines for reopening schools next week as some teachers' organizations push back against reopening their classrooms before they can receive a COVID vaccination. A study released last week by CDC scientists said that schools could reopen safely if certain precautions are in place. Representative Nicole Malliotakis says that's one reason she co-sponsored a bill to force schools to use the money set aside in the last COVID relief bill to reopen safely. The New York Republican tells Fox News schools shouldn't be taking the money to remain closed.
And it's one of the reasons why I co-sponsored legislation to require that they use the funds that were set aside, $54 billion that was set aside in the last COVID relief package, which was over a month ago, to help reopen our schools safely. And, you know, states are taking this money. New York has $4 billion in its share, and yet these schools are not reopening across our state.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrot in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
Health officials are cautioning about getting together for Sunday's big game. Dr. Anthony Fauci said this week that to reduce the chances of spreading COVID, you shouldn't watch Sunday's Super Bowl with people outside of your household. Dr. Jody Guest agrees. The vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University tells CBS News that she's worried large parties could reverse slowing trends of cases and hospitalizations.
We really need to be watching the Super Bowl with just the people you live with this year. This is not the year to be having a Super Bowl party. It is something you can watch on TV, and we should be watching it if you're interested in it, but we should be doing it with just those we live with. We do not want people getting together for this, and if you are with someone you do not live with, you need to be masked. We know, you know, outdoor events are certainly safer than indoor, but please watch the Super Bowl from your home. We have just started coming down from the really peak numbers we saw for COVID-19 in the United States based on holiday travel and holiday gatherings.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A winter storm is bearing down on much of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Meteorologists say a disruptive storm is going to dump snow across parts of the interior south and up the eastern seaboard this weekend. They say it won't be a repeat of the blockbuster storm that shattered snowfall records across parts of the east earlier last week. Winter storm warnings were issued from northeastern Georgia all the way to southern New England. Cities in the warning area include Asheville, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Providence, Rhode Island. Forecasters say that two separate storms will not merge to produce a powerhouse storm that would cause extreme snowfall rates and blizzard conditions like the last one. Due to the offshore track, the heaviest amounts of snow will be skewed farther to the east compared to the last storm. Forecasters are predicting 3 to 6 inches of snow along the I-95 corridor.
Top 25 action in college basketball Saturday saw number 6 Texas fall to Oklahoma State in double overtime, 75-67. Number 18 Missouri beat number 10 Alabama, 68-65. Number 12 Illinois top number 19 Wisconsin, 75-60. And North Carolina beat Duke, 91-87. It was the first time those two squared off without either team being ranked since February 1960. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.